The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
See, that was a super status. And Johnson.
Yeah, look, he ordered me.
He pointed his finger.
Wow. I can't believe it.
I just wanted to see if we could change up the order and do it.
Well, the real change in the order.
I planned that last break, though, by the way.
He toyed with my professionalism.
Somebody's going to stage a coup and, like, say it before me.
You'll have accidentally unmuted a caller and they'll jump in or something.
Anything can happen here on Free Talk Live, and you can call in if you got something on your mind that you want to share with us at 855-450-3733. Now, in the last segment, I mentioned that, by the way, we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's show. In the last segment, we were talking about sort of a tech topic, and I mentioned Brian's podcast, Sovereign Tech. But, Johnson, did you have any projects you want to talk about? Or?
I never. I'm horrible.
Okay, I just during the break.
Okay, no. So Johnson is horrible. That's what we get.
Yeah, exactly. I'm horrible about having a project ready to be able to, like, soon, coming soon. I keep kind of saying that.
Cool. Well,
I hear you're good at drawing trees.
Yes.
You do graphic design, right?
I do graphic design, our listeners, yes.
I mean, there's always a need for graphic designers.
Yes.
But if our listeners...
want to contact me directly, johnson@freetalklive.com.
Cool, and you did the logo for Free Talk Live.
Yes.
And the AMP t-shirts,
I've
right?
worked for, like, you know, nhliberty.org. I've worked for NH Common Sense.
And a lot of companies
people.
That are not Liberty companies.
Yeah, I'm just naming the Liberty ones because people know a lot of these groups.
Cool.
Sure.
All right, well, johnson@freetalklive.com if you need some graphical services. And let's go right to Skype. Hopefully he'll talk so I don't have to. This is a good talker, though, on Skype. We've got Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends.
Oh,
hey, Michael.
Man.
Hello, everyone. How are your brains?
I thought this was Michael, not the central scrutinizer.
Oh, sorry.
Put him on the line.
I got a new toy. It's a Lexicon MX200.
That sounds pretty slick, I have to say.
Tech geeks in the room. Well, you know, I went to Porkfest. Actually, that's Stephanie Murphy for about 4 seconds. She's a very in-demand person. And
I know. I wish I had seen you more. Did you leave, like, before the end of the... Like, I know
I
you were
was there
up...
Monday through Saturday. I left... we were not there Saturday. We were there Monday through Friday, all day, all, you know, most of the night, every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, late night.
Yeah.
I think I went to bed before your show started, unfortunately. But
yeah, we did a couple shows, 1 to 3 a.m. live there, and Ian Freeman was on one of them tripping, and I started playing with the effects on the board.
I heard that. That was great radio.
I just decided I had to get one when I got home so I could do that without breaking the internet like apparently I did when I did that. Yeah, I got a bunch of I got a bunch of link dumps here of some cool stuff that people have done in Liberty lately, me and my friends. And then if we had time, I want to talk about John Green, that guy someone called in about. And he actually wrote the foreword to a book I wrote, co-wrote for O'Reilly Media. And the guy's
really?
An inveterate socialist. It's kind of funny. I don't know why someone would recommend him.
Wow.
As a socialist on Liberty. But
wow. So yeah.
Okay, so real quick, go ahead.
Lay your links on us, and I'm curious to hear more about the guy.
Okay, first of all, there's a program called Blink. Do you guys know it, Brian?
Nope.
Blink is a VoIP.
It's a VoIP program.
I thought you were because the Chrome engine now is called Blink.
Blink is it's the secure VoIP, right? It's like encrypted.
Yeah, it's secure VoIP. It doesn't go through the NSA. I mean, Microsoft. I mean, Skype. It sounds better than Skype. It doesn't drop calls like Skype, and it's duplex. So two people in far locations sound like they're in the same room because they can talk over each other. Whereas Skype kind of plays like traffic cop and like lets the loudest one through and meets the other one. Yeah, we're starting to use it on the Freedom Fiends.
That's an awesome suggestion. I appreciate that because, you know, a lot of people who listen to the show and us here sitting in the studio do podcasting and sometimes with remote hosts. And before that, I had been using Mumble, which right. is made for gaming.
Yeah.
And that does let you talk over each other and even record to separate tracks, but it's definitely not encrypted or secure. Which,
so,
if you're doing a public podcast, you know, maybe you don't need that. However, sometimes you say stuff off the air that you might want to keep private.
It sounds better, too. It sounds better than Mumble. I use Mumble forever for, you know, LRN.
What about delay, like with this, you know, especially if something's encrypted? My worry would be with delay and talking over somebody else that you'd be constantly talking over somebody else.
Because there's 300 milliseconds of delay on it, but there is of latency, but there also is on Skype. It just doesn't tell you how much latency is.
In right.
You know, it doesn't tell you what the Skype is a closed shop. It doesn't tell you what's going on it. Whereas, you know, things like Mumble or Blink do have some statistics. But the thing is, Blink also, it sounds really good, like better than Skype using the Opus codec. But if you use the, there's another codec in there, G722, it doesn't sound as good, but you can connect to a Comrex with it. So you could literally do your show from a laptop without a mixer, you know, to Free Talk Live or to GCN with it.
There are a lot of Liberty folk who use Opus. We actually all use it for gaming. And there's like a group of people who are all Liberty-minded who all get together to shoot zombies. And we all use Opus on TeamSpeak. So it's
all yell at each other.
Yeah. Like, go around a corner, shoot him in the head.
Yep. So when I saw a tiny bit of unsafe gun handling at Porkfest, and to help that not happen next year, I am taking a pay cut by taking a couple DVDs that I make money selling, and I'm putting them up free on the YouTubes and on torrents. And if you go to the Freedom Fiends blog, or if you're on the Freedom Fiends torrent feed, which is the torrent club link on Freedom Fiends, you can get Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1, Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz, which is a great resource and has a great section on gun safety. And you can get the new shorter anarchist cut of Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, which also has a great section on gun safety.
Wow.
I came up with an idea. This reminds me, and I don't know if I was talking to you, if you were talking with Ian, or what was going on, but I was having a conversation with Ian at Porkfest about, after hearing you talk about cropping down Guns and Weed to be about an hour. And
with 100% less statism.
Right, exactly. Yes. And Ian had talked about how he was cutting down Derek J's victimless crime spree. And so I was sitting there and I'm like, this needs to be a Grindhouse DVD.
just the scenes of cops attacking Derek?
No, just Grindhouse of Guns and Weed and then Victimless Crime Spree. You could make it into a 2-hour full DVD.
Oh, I see.
Where it's a Grindhouse of both of those movies. I just thought that would be...
Anybody's free to do that because they're both released Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license.
Right on.
I'm done cutting that movie. I'm on to cutting
You're like, no, I'm done.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you putting up those movies for free because I agree. I saw some aspects that, you know, of gun handling, I'll say, that I was not pleased with at Porkfest as well. So I appreciate that.
I want to say ditto to that. And Michael, what did you specifically see? Do you want to tell some of the stories?
I don't know. There was, you know, I heard of some stories. I heard there was somebody on stage doing karaoke pointing a gun at the audience, which is ridiculous.
What? Whoa.
That's what I heard. I didn't see it. But I was talking to a young guy about guns, and he had a rifle, and we were looking at it and talking about it. And I asked him if he, you know, carried a sidearm, and he reached into his pocket and pulled out a really cool old antique Luger 22 and handed it to me. And it was, you know, I said, is it loaded? And he said, yeah. And when he handed it to me, he swept someone's tent. And I said, you know, you just pointed that gun at people. And he said, you did something unsafe. And he was like, oh, I didn't point it at any people. I said, you pointed it at that tent. I'm not going to say whose tent it was because they don't need to know. I don't want to scare them that they had
sure.
a pointed
yeah.
tent. Okay, it was the Russian tea room tent. She was in there making tea. And this kid who was, you know, sitting at the tea room, they were great, by the way. They're great. I love the Russian tea room there. But, this kid, like, swept it with it. And I was like, you just point, there's people in that tent and canvas will not stop a 22. And he kind of looked at me like, you're square. You have rules. You're not an anarchist.
Wow.
That's lame.
So, he wasn't confrontational. He was just kind of like, whoa, what a buzzkill, old man. And then, so next year, I'm going to take just the gun safety sections of these two movies, put them on an infinite loop. My friend Derek The guy who runs the ambulance, the media ambulance, is going to provide hardware. We're going to have a flat screen at Dobby Barker's table with an infinite loop with audio running these gun safety sections.
Right on.
Awesome. I love it. Michael, did you have more to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay, worms. Cool. Worms. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate you doing that, too, with the gun safety at Porkfest. Worms. We'll see you on the other side. This is Free Talk Live, and there is more coming up. You can get your calls in at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. With me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Johnson.
I wanted to say in before you guys. 855-450-3733 if you want to get in before the next caller. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
So, on one of the breaks, we were talking about the fact that I've been growing my own
marijuana
plant.
No, oh, coffee. Sorry.
Well, it takes a very, very long time. I've had this coffee tree growing from a sprout for several years, and it's just now kind of getting up to waist height.
Wow.
They can get up to like 6 feet tall, and they make really cool houseplants. But part of the reason I want to bring up how long it takes to grow the coffee is to talk to you about coffee.freetalklive and BuzzBox coffee, which you can get a free pound of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica.
Now, shade-grown, now you grow your coffee plant in your house.
Right.
It never sees sun?
I keep it right by the window so that it sees enough sun.
Right.
I've wanted to put it outside to try and get it to grow a little faster, because I think it would if it got some direct sunlight. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't probably be as great tasting coffee eventually, but I'm afraid it would get bugs and stuff
So
I'm just trying to be careful with it because, I have had it for so long and it feels like a pet at this point.
So to do shade-grown coffee, that takes a long time.
Yes.
So this is serious stuff here.
Yep. So, it makes the organic certification that much more important because it takes time and care. So BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. And Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, thus allowing us to finance 100 micro loans through World Vision. Help us change lives by ordering... I can't read tonight. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay shipping, and you can cancel the subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Cool. All right. Let's go to Skype and talk to Nathan. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Nathan.
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to say it's interesting you brought up Lady Gaga because she's been using her lizard shape shifting powers to line her own pockets.
Hey, she was born this way, okay? Sorry.
Okay.
That's a pun.
Well, I heard the story about this GOP worker named Kiana Keith, and she's filing some kind of lawsuit against the Georgia Republican Party, and it seems to be one of these hostile work environment kind of complaints.
Okay.
Like, they say that, like, for example, she was parking in the parking lot and then some official tells her not to, but there's no policy on that. And she hears racial slurs. And then there's
she's
dinner
black?
That. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And then there's a dinner that Republican officials are supposed to go to. And she's traditional, like her position attends, but then she was replaced by a white male. Mm-hmm. And so there's all this kind of accusations in the story, and I don't know whether they're true or not, but it does bring up this topic of hostile workplaces, like these kind of situations where you're in a job and you're not actually fired, but people sort of make it harder and harder for you to be there until you leave, kind of a thing. Like, you've seen that movie Office Space?
Yeah.
Remember they sent Milton into the basement to catch rats?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The story also of Bradley Jardis comes up. If people have been listening to the show for a long time, he was a cop in New Hampshire, and I guess he discovered Free Talk Live and found out about Liberty, and then he became a liberty-minded cop. And basically, once that happened, the department that he worked at did not make it a pleasant work environment for him and basically drove him out. Has that ever happened to you guys, Johnson and Brian? Like, where you had a...
Before you answer the... Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Like, do you guys have any stories? But real quick, I wanted to just mention that I had a similar... Well, not similar, but I did have an experience where it was a kind of hostile environment, one of my first jobs. Basically, it was at this office building, and I got a new boss, and there wasn't really I guess no one ever said, like, you know, that they were looking to fire people, but you would get email, I would get emails to say, if you show up late, then you are firing yourself. And like,
that's like when cops arrest you. If you drive drunk, you're, or if you smoke pot, you're putting yourself in jail. Really? I thought you were putting me in jail.
Yeah. And then my mailbox got removed and my name got taken off of it and just like weird.
Oh my God. Yeah, before you got fired. Wait, so you were still working there and they removed your mailbox and took your name off the door?
Wow.
Yeah, there was just weird things like that.
Okay, but I'm going to burn down the building.
Not so subtle hint there.
And wow. Since it was one of my first jobs, I was confused and I didn't know what to do. And,
sure.
You know, eventually I had to have an argument and have the boss actually tell me you're fired because, like, I kept thinking, well, logically, if I'm fired, then I should be told that I'm fired and I should, you know, that's how it works, right?
Oh, wow.
If you want to get, if it's not economical to have an employee, then you tell.
Well,
that,
unless you're a contractor.
X, Y, Z, so get out.
Unless you're working for a company as a contractor, and then they can just stop giving you work.
No, yeah, I'm talking about actual employees.
Yeah, actual employees.
So I had been in this situation before, and I wanted to know, do you guys have any stories like that, and what do you think people should do in those situations?
What, do you guys want to go first?
Burn down the building.
I was told that I would have a stapler. Where is my stapler? That's reference to Office Space, if you haven't seen it.
Great movie.
I have a story, if you guys don't want to share first.
Go ahead.
I had a workplace where basically the boss had a lot of power over me, and he made some comments that I felt uncomfortable with. One of them was about another worker who got pregnant. He claimed that she didn't do any work once she got pregnant, which from my perspective was not true. She worked very hard, even when she was pregnant. And he also said that he didn't like gay people, and I'm bisexual, so I didn't feel comfortable being out at work. And actually, at one point, I had a girlfriend, and I had to, like, I brought her to the workplace, and I had to just tell everybody that she was just my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it did kind of affect my life. And I kind of tried to, like, just, you know, shrug it off and not let it ruin my day most of the time. And, I mean, there were, like, a lot of other issues. Like, lots of issues with just the quality of the equipment in the workplace made it difficult to do the job sometimes. And also, you know, I don't want to say too much, but the bottom line was I didn't feel like I really had much of a choice except to just leave, you know. And it wasn't like he didn't specifically target me. Like I think he actually liked me because for the most part I was like pretty quiet and I just kind of went along with the flow because I was just kind of trying to make it as easy on myself as I could until I could leave. But I did end up leaving because it wasn't a pleasant place to work. And I'm really glad that I did. I never looked back. My feeling is I don't want to work for someone who I'm not doing it on my own terms. And so I work for myself.
Yeah, right.
Problem solved. Not everybody can readily do that, but there are lots of great resources out there about entrepreneurship. And I think it really is, I really do believe that it is possible for pretty much anyone to create a job for themselves. And you don't have to work for an abusive boss or a boss that you just simply don't like or you don't get along with.
Yeah, I think there's some interesting points to bring up about this when we come back.
Yeah, please hold the line if you wouldn't mind, Nathan, and we'll talk more about this in moments here on Sunday Free Talk Live. Have you ever worked at a workplace where it was a hostile work environment, according to you, or just uncomfortable? 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm, although it's we do have Nathan on Skype right now. We've been talking to him about hostile work environments, and it's a little tricky to put Skype calls on hold, so maybe if you want to call on Skype, you may want to just message me or hold off on calling until we're done with Nathan's call. But by the way, it's me, Stephanie.
Jonathan. And Brian.
That was a coup.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
We've been taking
insurgents.
That's pretty funny.
But, you know, speaking of workplaces and maybe getting things done at work, something you could check out if you're feeling fatigued or you need that extra edge is modafinil from modup.net. That's modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students, so this isn't just workers, but students use this cognitive enhancer, to, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, greater focus overall. Businessmen, you know, around the world have talked about using this. And, you know, as far as the question, how good is the modafinil from modup.net? Well, they provide only the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency. And to prove that, they are the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. So they are putting it out there, essentially, to put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, I like that they're amenable to testing.
Sure. No, I mean, look into modafinil.
Have you taken modafinil?
No.
I have not.
I have not.
I'm really interested to try it.
Well, if you do, use the,
yeah,
use the code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets. And if you use Bitcoin, you can actually get 33% off. But, yeah, I mean, you got to understand, this is a worldwide company. Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. Do check your local restrictions and prescription laws and all that stuff and look into modafinil for yourself. But if you're going to get it, go to modup.net.
There are some just videos of people who have used modafinil online that, you know, that are like high-end CEOs that are using this to get like an extra edge. And,
sure.
Because... I mean, it allows you to not sleep. You know, it's used right. by soldiers to allow you to not sleep and completely removes all that sleep fog away. I mean, obviously.
As long as the drug is in effect. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I do know someone personally who has taken it and was doing shift work at the time, which is what it was designed for,
right.
for shift workers. And, I mean, he really said, like, yeah, he
it
was awake. He
it.
Was alert. Like, there was no jitters, but he was alert all night. But he did need some extra sleep after that. So,
Look into yourself. Look into it for yourself. Modafinil from Modup. .net.
Cool. All right. And by the way, we're talking with Nathan about hostile work environments. And Nathan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
I did want to just say real quick that I mentioned that I thought that entrepreneurship might be an option for people who are currently in jobs where they don't really like the terms of where, you know, their boss or where they're working or their coworkers maybe being nasty to them or whatever. And I just wanted to mention that I'm a voiceover artist now.
That's
and
right.
I work for myself. I'm practicing what I preach. And if you want to find out about my voiceover services, you can go to, I have a couple of voiceover websites. One is smvoice.info. I do commercials, audiobooks, all kinds of other stuff. But I just launched another new website called voicemail-greeting.com. And at Voicemail Greeting, it's just a website site specifically for like plug and play voice office voicemail.
Because sounds like you need modafinil.
No, okay. I was just thinking like I don't think I'd want WebSpite.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking for office voicemail greetings. That's one of the most common voiceover jobs that I end up getting. So I just decided I was going to make a site specifically for that. So if you need a voicemail for your office, voicemail.
Press one.
Voicemail. Yeah. Press one. Press one for Johnson. Two for Brian.
Wow.
Dial 855-453. What's that, Nathan?
If I ever get a job working on the enterprise, I'll put in a request to have you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nathan. So that's voicemail-greeting.com.
So I wanted to talk about, you know, some of my experience. Now, I've never experienced where a job was like trying to push me out. But I actually, at one point in my life, I worked in fast food. And a very common practice in that is what they'll do is if a person isn't performing, which it's amazing that anyone wants to perform for the pennies that you get paid at that job. Okay. But if you're not performing, they'll pretty much give you 2 hours a week. You know, they'll just start shrinking the amount of hours that you work. And there's no legal recourse for that.
Yeah.
Okay. And this
That happened to me too in the job that I was at. It was
shrinking
working hours and my mailbox was gone.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of give you the hint. And it's funny because you'd think that you could go to people that you could talk to, well, not OSHA, but you could talk to a union of some kind or somebody to say, look, I know they're doing this on purpose. They just won't fire me. They're trying to get me to quit so there isn't unemployment or they have to give me some kind of layoff pay or something. But this is really interesting because this is one of those areas where people say, look, we need government to enforce good working conditions. Look, people are going to skirt their way around it, just like what Nathan talked about, what you've talked about, what I've talked about. I mean, they will find the way. Government doesn't solve that issue. And then you can say, well, OSHA makes requirements that, the company, like, here's a common one. If you're in a job where there's lifting of anything over 75 pounds, you have to wear steel toe shoes.
Okay.
And the company is supposed to buy those shoes for you. But guess what? OSHA says the company only has to pay $35. If there's no $35 steel toe shoes around, you're going to pay the extra amount.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Or you're not going to work there. And most steel toe shoes, as far as I've seen, cost quite a bit more.
Yeah.
So
$100.
Right.
So there's you can take a piece of steel and just super glue it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those regulations where it's like, okay, well, it's steel toed now, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, government doesn't solve this issue at all. They just figure out ways around it.
It's the veneer of protection when obviously that's not really happening. And I don't know about you, Nathan, but like I okay, if somebody was discriminating against me for whatever reason, they didn't like my gender or whatever, or if somebody just didn't like me as a worker, they didn't think I was doing a good job at the job, I would want them to be able to be free to end that relationship so I didn't have to suffer and they didn't have to suffer. You know, I don't want it to be hidden behind these laws where they can't really fire me, but they're just keeping me on but trying to make me quit. Like, that's just, why not be direct about it and be able to communicate? And also, if somebody is, if someone is discriminatory or whatever, I want to know so I don't work for them, right? You know, like the lady in the Republican Party was alleging that people were racist, like, you know, it doesn't protect her to be, like, shielded from knowing who the racists are. Like, she should be able to know and avoid them, right?
Yeah, they actually had her working at the front office. So she was basically the face of that office building for the Republican Party in Georgia. So
it doesn't seem like a
they wanted to convince people they weren't. They wanted to convince people in this article's words that it wasn't, that the Republican Party is not a retirement home for old white people. So I think they kind of, and I think it's too late for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use the whole thing for image. Wow.
And I got to say, you know, there's something to be said for it, and it's not the most courageous thing in the world, but there is also something to be said for maintaining separate identities between your work and personal life. You know, that's, it's what all the kids are doing these days. It's all the rage, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Make
a
fake Facebook profile. Yeah, well, I made a fake identity for myself, and I've maintained it for a very long time, where it's like one identity for work, and one identity for my radio and liberty personality.
You're living a double life.
Ooh.
Well, that does work for some people. I read an interesting...
The lizard people?
The lizard people, yeah. Yes. Just don't let them see
your
eyelids.
Don't tell anybody, Nathan.
Don't let them see your eyelids blinking from the side. cam.freetalklive.com. Anyway, I was going to say, I did read an interesting study just recently that was done in the last couple of years. Because there's all this talk about, like, employers refusing to hire people because of photos they might see on social media or stuff that they might read about somebody online, like arrest records or whatever. And the study actually said that there were very few employers that didn't hire someone because of something that they saw on the internet. Like, it was, you know, less than a third of employers refused to hire someone because of Googling them. But there were, like, two-thirds of employers said that they did hire someone because of something positive that they saw on the internet from them.
That's interesting.
So I actually heard a story recently that my girlfriend told me about somebody here in the Free State Project who specifically made a separate email for their job search because they weren't getting jobs. And as soon as they changed their email to a specific thing that separated them from anything on the internet, they started getting callbacks immediately.
Oh,
hot tip.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Nathan, did you have any more? Nathan? He may be already gone. So there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Nathan, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the very last segment of tonight's Sunday episode. With me, Stephanie.
And Johnson.
And Brian.
Oh, look, the market decided.
It finally, at the end, see, the market does solve everything.
If you want to get your calls in, you better do it quick, because this is the last segment, at 855-450-3733.
The market, in this case, being Ian saying that it goes around.
Right. And you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm if you do it quickly. And I guess in the last segment, maybe we ought to just promote our Free Talk Live affiliate programs, which, you know, the three of us don't get any benefit from those, any money from those, except that it supports Free Talk Live. And, you know, it really does make a difference for Mark and Ian and Free Talk Live's ability to operate. And that's the
Well, support Free Talk Live, you support Liberty.
Yes.
I mean, that's the fact.
Yeah, you know? And helps the show grow and reach more
right.
people. So I was going to plug shop.freetalklive.com, which has a bunch of affiliate links that you can do your normal shopping through.
And then, these don't cost you. I've always found that Ian and Mark advertise these very poorly by not letting people know that it doesn't cost you anything to use these links. You just go, the only time it costs you is the click.
Exactly.
You go in there, and then what happens is that Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profit, or
yeah,
a cut
or now they have one for
Newegg's
Walmart
profit, or Walmart's profit, or whoever.
Yeah, we were actually just at Brian and I were at Walmart the other night doing a midnight Walmart run.
It was awesome.
It was fun. We had a good time, and the cashier said you can order stuff online through Walmart's website and have it like delivered to a store for pickup. So if you
free shipping.
If you do that, you can use Free Talk Live's link, and it is basically a free way. It's a way to send Free Talk Live a tip for free. Mm-hmm. That doesn't cost you anything, but it gives Free Talk Live some support. So show them some love at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing
I had a question about DWR checkpoints.
heard this awful story the other day that came up in conversation. If I go up to a DWI checkpoint, can they draw blood out of me?
I believe in Pennsylvania this has become...
And Texas and Oklahoma. There are some states where I believe what happens is they set up a DWI checkpoint, usually on like the 4th of July weekend or some holiday, you know, about freedom and patriotism or something. And they make it mandatory for everybody who passes through that checkpoint to blow into a breathalyzer to see if they are drunk or can get arrested for drunk driving or whatever. And if you refuse to do the breathalyzer test, then they can take you to a hospital to have blood drawn to do a blood alcohol test. So it is only if you refuse the breathalyzer.
As we understand it.
But,
does
of
it have
course,
to be a hospital? I heard that there are some places where they do it, they can just do it right on the side of the road.
In Pennsylvania, they are. They're doing it like right there,
which
while
is
you're pulled
terrifying.
Over.
Yeah.
I have not heard of this happening in Vermont.
Who's qualified to do the police?
Well, the police have drawn a lot of blood in their day, I think, but
not in a humane way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely a real, it is a real civil liberties concern, Robert. I mean, the idea of not being able to refuse a search of your person, which is, that's what it is, if you want to pass through the checkpoint, and it's suspicionless. It's like they're stopping every single car that goes past a certain point in the road. So the only thing I could really recommend is Vermont has a lot of nice little back roads. Take those instead of the highway. Take Route 5 instead of Route 91 or whatever.
Well, it's crazy that this is legal. I mean, when you get a recent Supreme Court ruling coming down saying that they can't even search your phone, your smartphone, without a warrant. How can they draw your blood at any given time? I mean, that's insane. You know, and the Supreme Court made the point that, look, the phone is like a part of you. So they're talking about the fact that you have control of your privacy and body. Okay? And yet these guys are saying, nope, you don't.
Well, what I wanted to know was, because the police, I mean, is there anybody that qualified that can actually draw the blood out of you?
I don't think so.
And sometimes police are paramedics, so they may have some phlebotomy training, or they may have a paramedic there with them to do the blood draws. But cops do not get medical training beyond like maybe very basic first aid or how to use a defibrillator. So they would not. I wouldn't consider them qualified.
Yeah, and it's scary, Robert. I mean, because when you go to the hospital, sometimes nurses have a hard enough time being able to draw blood, and they're trained. They're quote unquote trained professionals.
My concern is that some police are so stupid that they might just have air in the needle and accidentally depress the plunger and blow blood in your veins and kill someone.
Yeah.
Right.
An air ambulance.
There's no way of blasting out of that except to get the DWI and
Well, you don't. Of course, you don't have to consume alcohol. You could do that, or you just blow into the breathalyzer, right?
If I'm pulling up to a checkpoint and I'm not drunk at all, I haven't been drinking, and I refuse to do the blood test, and I refuse to do the blood test or the breath, just, you know, I shouldn't be have to worry about losing my license if I haven't. The burden of proof is on the police, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how they can get away with that. And thank you for calling in, Robert. Stay safe out there. Take the back roads. That's what I have to recommend.
It's crazy that you have to change your life for some serious ineptitude. You know.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, Pennsylvania is the worst on this, and
Texas and Oklahoma. I've heard those too.
Tennessee apparently too.
It's
growing. And we have such a hard time finding medical professionals in this country. To think that police are trained to draw blood, some maybe, but that can't be the bulk of them. So if this grows, that's an issue.
I have a message for medical people out there: paramedics, EMTs, nurses, doctors, anyone who works in the medical field. This is as coming from someone who did go to medical school for 2 years. I chose not to continue, so I'm not a physician, but I'm, you know, have some training. You do not work for the cops. Your first duty is to the patient and to keep them safe and healthy. And if the cops order you to do something, you don't have to say yes. Your first job is to make sure that the patient is safe. And this, you know, story of the guy who got pulled over in New Mexico and essentially systematically raped like 8 times.
Multiple colonoscopies.
Colonoscopies, which is a surgical procedure. I mean, there's just no reason that the hospital staff should have let that go on. And in fact, he was taken to one hospital who refused to do it. So you always have the choice to refuse. And you may get sued by the patient if you end up doing something on the order of the cops that the patient doesn't consent to. But saying no probably will not result in anything coming to you, except maybe some nasty looks from the cops. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. I'm not giving advice. I'm just saying that medical professionals work for the patient, not for the police.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Sean in Iowa. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just wanting to talk about the child immigrants thing.
Okay.
Well, first
this is from
all,
the beginning
and
of the show,
are
right?
Are you all in Iowa? Pardon me.
No, we are broadcasting from New Hampshire, but the show is syndicated nationally, internationally,
okay,
actually.
Well, I was just wanting to say in Iowa that they have a no-fault rule where you can fire anybody for anything. On the child immigrant thing, you all are libertarians, correct?
Sure, you can call us that. Sure.
And I don't mean to put a fine point on anything, but how do you rectify the government? With no government, and then but then we have to pay money for the kids coming over here. I mean, it's a very difficult.
Well, in the absence
stop
of
paying money for kids coming over here, that's how you rectify that, and you know you reconcile that by ending welfare programs. It's very simple.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. Sean, we do have another call on the line, so if you want to continue this, maybe you could call us back tomorrow. Free Talk Live's on 7 nights a week.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. Just want to make sure to get Tom in Baltimore in before the end of the show. Hey, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'll make it quick, folks. Tail-ending on what the last caller was speaking about, I've heard a lot of people with strong, quote-unquote, libertarian beliefs state that they wish the abolishment of all borders and that those who wish to immigrate to the U.S. have no responsibility to do so by way of U.S. law, that the law itself is bogus. And I was just wondering what your opinion was relative to immigration in that regard. I'll tell you, I'm not opposed to immigration at all, but I do think to do so without some control over the rate at which you have large populations immigrating here, I think you're asking for trouble.
I don't have any concern about rate. My concern is, you know, people having to have $20,000, $30,000 in the bank, having to file these, you know, this crazy paperwork and go through nonsense hoops. They, you know, they should
that
be able to come over.
That makes illegal immigration kind of inevitable.
Well,
right.
and that if any of us had to go through, we wouldn't pass. I recommend anybody looking into immigration look up the Schengen area in Europe. And that's a...
Tom, unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight. If you want to call us back anytime, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I spy an ABVI!
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, pollen burst, and rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.